Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Linnes. I'm delighted to have this beautiful soul joining me. Welcome, lovely, to the show. I am so excited to talk to you because I know we have actually worked together. And if you head over, you will see some of Vanessa's amazing work because she took my latest headshots. And we're going to dive all into about photography, but also branding and all the good stuff that I know that everybody needs to learn about. But before I get carried away, I'd love for you to introduce yourself to our audience.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I feel very privileged. My name's Vanessa. I am a portrait and headshot photographer at VVS Portrait. I have been taking photos professionally for approximately 25 years. So a long time, half my life, nearly. And I have a studio on the northern end of the Gold Coast, taking photos of lovely people like Christine every day. And I love what I do.
Yeah. And you're so good at, like, honestly, I cringe sometimes when I go to have my photos taken, but you make everyone feel, or you made me feel so welcomed and so relaxed with it. And I don't smile normally in my photos, but you got me to smile. So that's
A bad joke.
but yeah, it's but like let's talk about it because one of the things that I love to share with people when they're starting a business is talking about branding. And a lot of people go, oh, but it's just this product or it's a service that I offer. But a lot of people forget that you are the brand. Regardless of what you do, you're the one who started the business. And you really need to put yourself out there. And having a great photo helps allow you to share your passion as well.
100%. And I always say to people that exactly what you've just said, it doesn't matter what you're doing, people want to deal with people. They don't want to deal with a logo. They don't want to deal with a picture of an office or a picture like a group setting or a stock image, which is really bad. Don't use stock images for headshots. So I always say people want to see you, they want to see who they're going to deal with. And it's your face, it's the digital handshake.
Yeah, absolutely. And I
Did
mean,
I set up?
yeah. No, I love it. I love that because, I mean, look, what COVID really taught us is we love connection. We miss that connection so much. And I truly do believe that, a photo tells a thousand words. So if somebody can see the photo of you, they can instantly get an idea whether or not they're, it's like dating. Like, are they attracted to you? Do they feel a sense of calm? Do they feel a sense that they can, potentially work with that person as well? So that part there's that like no trust factor in any business. So having your photo, people automatically go, oh, I like this person. I sort of know them because I've seen their face. So, and they get a sense of whether or not they're going to trust you as well.
Most definitely. I had a lady in yesterday, and she was in. I actually have to direct her to you. She was in the corporate world, and now she's escaped from it. But she still wanted to look professional but friendly. So her target audience was wanting somebody professional but not a suit. So,
Yes.
and that was exactly, and actually, I get a lot of people that come in like that. They're like, we want corporate, but we don't want stuffy. And I like to pride myself on we do professional, not stuffy photos.
Yeah.
And I always convey what they, well, I do always, basically, we hit the brief 100% every time. So my goal, whenever somebody steps in front of the camera, is to bring their personality out. I'm not going to make them look or act like somebody they're not. So a lot of people, they'll get in front of the camera and they'll do, or they're, I can't do it, they're serious look.
Yeah.
But just talking and gelling with somebody, I think I'm fairly easygoing. So it just makes it easy and it comes through naturally. And then that's them. We talk about clothing, obviously, and we really focus on that without focusing on it too much because they're the focus in the photo. So yeah.
How important is it for, I mean, I know myself, having a great photo because you can use it multiple different places. But when you're going to talk to a photographer to really understand what you're using the photos for.
Yeah. It's really good to know whether, like, A, are you coming in just for a LinkedIn headshot? So a LinkedIn headshot is literally here up because otherwise the picture's this small. If you're a full length, nobody's going to even see what you look like, hair color, nothing. So yeah, definitely need to know what it's for, where it's going, and encourage to change them often. So if you're only getting one photo, you can't run that for 5 years. You have to change it. There was the lady yesterday. Her last headshot was 6 years ago. So that's why I stress to her. She has to come back within the next 6 to 12 months to update that. Keep it fresh. Keep it real. I had a lady, wasn't the lady behind me with the pink hair, but it was another lady that came in and her headshot, she had pink hair. She was quite casual. And her headshot for her business was her with short cropped hair from about 10 years old in a business suit. I said, because I was sitting there looking at the photo going, this is not you. So, yeah, definitely need to know where it's going.
I love the point that you focus on that because what I love sharing with people is that starting a business is going to be the biggest personal development journey that you will ever go on. You're going to learn so much more about yourself. And
Definitely.
as you evolve and as your business evolve, you will start to either change how you present yourself, like maybe sometimes, like I know, like even the clothes that I wear, I've gone from like a complete corporate background. Now I'm like, okay, like I will show up to meetings in jeans, like because I'm so comfortable with who I am and what I, what I do. So as you start evolve, like your clothing changes. Look, my hair color's changed.
Yeah.
Like all those different things. There's a few more wrinkles. Like all that sort of stuff. You have to. It always. I think authenticity and showing up as yourself and allowing everything inside of you to really radiate out in your photos as well.
And also, just going on from that, a new headshot always gets people talking. Wow, it looks great, especially if you've done something like changed your hair. It's always the most, not the most, and I'm no Facebook expert. I am just the photographer. But I always notice when my clients change their headshots, the engagement just goes through the roof. And because I love seeing that because I've taken the shot as well, but I love seeing that. So that is another, I don't know, factor that people don't consider either.
Yeah, because it's a personal thing. It's about you. And it's just why, the key thing is like, yes, you have a business, but the business is you. Like, share your personal stuff because people want to know about you. Like people recognize my dog before they recognize me most times when I go out. So, because I know I share photos about my dog all the time. But, and she's just put her head up going, yes, of course you have.
Why
but
didn't
you,
she come in for headshots?
oh, I know.
Thank you.
I was, but life gets so busy. But no, the next lot of photos I have done, she needs to be in them because, she is my child now. Much to my son's disgust, but that's okay. That's another story. When people come and they're looking for a photographer, I'd love to know from your perspective, what are some of the great questions that they should ask a photographer?
Questions that they should ask. Well, I think an important question would be, and I kind of hate saying this, but I don't obviously because I'm going to. Do you specialize in headshots? To get a maternity photographer, a lifestyle photographer, well, lifestyle not maybe, but maternity, a newborn photographer to do your headshots, they're totally different genres. They can do it probably, but it's not something they do all the time. So posing a baby, I couldn't do a newborn photo. Like I take photos fine. Technically, I'm great. I've had babies, so I can kind of hold them and stuff like that. But I've got no idea otherwise. So I think that's really important to get somebody that specializes in the field that you want. So to ask them, do you take photos of headshots on a at least weekly basis? Or even just people. So that is important to have a people photographer because you've got to know how to pose somebody. So I've been posing, and women especially, I've been posing for most of my photography career, because when I was doing weddings, I had a lot of, obviously we'd do the bridal photos beforehand. So it was always posing women to look their best. So I do think that's important. Other things, I guess, it's good to always talk to your photographer to make sure you gel. Because if you're going to be awkward in front of the camera because you're awkward with this person that's taking your photo, it's going to show. It doesn't matter how good the photo is, it's going to show that you're not comfortable. And that will then directly, I believe, affect everything, because people are going to look, go, oh, he looks a bit weird, or she looks a bit awkward there. I'm not sure about that one. Other questions are what to wear. Like, does it get make sure the photographer can guide you on what to wear? Obviously, make sure they've got experience. Like, it's really important to have experience. And then, I don't know, but really matters for a lot, but being accredited, being a professional. So, are you a professional? Do what's your turnaround time, for instance? Like, is it going to take 2 weeks to get this one headshot back, or is it going to be back in 24 hours? I think they're sort of, I'm just thinking of the questions and the things that I tell people, because I always say that. And then a backup plan. What if you don't like the photos? What can we do about that? I always say, and I always say, if we don't like them, we'll reshoot. I'm not going to send somebody away, take their money and send them away with bad photos. If they don't like them, we'll just reshoot. It's simple. It's not a wedding, so we'll reshoot.
Absolutely. I love the idea about like the clothing side. So I remember my very first photo shoot, and one of the add-on packages was to hire a stylist. And I think it was one of the best investments that I made, so that they fixed your clothing during the shoot, so you knew like everything looked right and nothing was sort of bunching everywhere. But also too, just to sort of work out your style for the actual photo as well. So you're not going to shoot outside in a suit. So, like you're not going to have, the beautiful green grass and stuff in a suit. So I think that's really important for people to sort of understand, like your clothing actually does play a really important part of it, because you want to feel good. And if you feel good, then the photos will actually reflect that as well.
And I always like to just discuss clothing changes. Especially if people are doing a full session, not just a quick headshot session, full changes. Just so you've got a variety of photos to use over the next 6 to 12 months. The one photo to just be that. And you can use that one photo every introduction post or whatever. That one photo is great for a head, for a profile. But once you start putting them on your, I don't know, on your introduction post once every 2 weeks, they're like, oh, yeah, know what you look
Yeah,
like.
that's right. That's right.
I'm sure that's what they say, but it's great to have something different to always have up there.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think, just to sort of reflect back on to, having the variety of different things. Because when you're flicking through social media, the first thing you see really is the photo. You don't actually see the text.
Yeah, nobody reads. And if
No.
it, and it, and again, let's talk about a professional photo, so compared to doing this, and everybody shoots from way up here, so there's this, big head, tiny body thing going on, and it just it, that's not professional. You're not going to go to a lawyer if they've got a selfie of them at a nightclub or a party or something, you know what I mean? And they're cropped out. If they can't fork out a few hundred dollars to have a professional photo, go to them. So yeah, that's my big sort of, I guess, piece of advice that I always say to people.
Yeah. And a lot of people automatically think, a photo is obviously just for social media. But, obviously, like we've got the magazine and, we use those photos in the publications as well. So having a really great, clear photo, especially a photo where you're different, potential pose, but having a clear background is the most important thing, because then we get to then sort of, use the photo in different ways within the magazine. And
Yeah.
I think a lot of people forget that the headshots, or, their photos can be used for multiple purposes, not just for, social media. It can be used to do a press kit. It can be used to go into a magazine. It can be used to,
Outside of the bus.
yeah, there's so many different options for
Yeah.
people. So when they're taking those headshots, or taking your photos, they should probably expand their reach or, their thought process of where it could actually be used.
Yeah. I'm glad you touched on that because I was going on about social media a lot, but they're yeah, flyers, real estate, because I get a lot of real estate agents in. So they're always doing flyers. They're always not billboards, but they're always doing their big Corfloop boards, and side of buses. I've had billboards, I've had a book, you writing a book.
Yeah.
We did the front cover, but also jackets. So I get a
Yes.
lot of there's no jack, there's no working. But I also get a lot of people coming in because they're writing books. So they need photos for social media, but they also need a photo for the dust jacket, or they need yeah, flyers. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've had somebody do a photo for a billboard before as well. So
Yeah.
anything. The lady. I had a lady in last week, and she was going into an it was a magazine for she was a nurse, so she needed photos for that magazine because they needed a photo, and she, yeah, selfie just didn't cut it. And
Yes.
to look at the photos, because there was a few of them in a row, hers looked stand out, not just because I took it, but because all the others were very, like you just said, they're very cluttered, and most of them were selfies as well. So hers just sort of stood out. We just did a nice clean white backdrop, just a headshot, and you could just see her. So it was good.
Yeah, definitely. And like when people are getting prepared, for photo shoots, and like I've had the experience where, you've worked with like a the photographer is great, but maybe your hair and makeup is not right. How essential is it for you to trial your hair and makeup before having a photo shoot?
Well, I might not have the same answer that you're thinking for this, but I have hair and makeup artists work with me. So these, I've got three that work with me all the time. So we all know how each other works. They work in very well for photographic makeup. So I always recommend to use one of them. If you're going to pay for makeup and hair, yeah, definitely use my ladies, if you're doing it yourself, then I always suggest maybe bring it along with you. We can do a couple of test shots, see what it looks like. So I actually, I'll tether the camera and the computer together so you can see the photo straight away. And we can go, oh, this might need a bit more lip color, might need a bit more on the eyes, something like that. Or you're looking a bit, I don't know, pale. So let's put some color on your cheeks. So yeah, with I think that it is important though to have it. But again, if you're going to go and get, your photo taken professionally, do hair and makeup. If it's only going to be once every 6 or 12 months, get your hair. So yeah, definitely,
But
definitely.
find the right person as well, because
Yeah.
you can have like your bridal day makeup is going to be completely different to having a
Oh,
headshot.
yeah,
Like it's,
definitely.
having that and really understanding sort of like what's it for. I think it's really essential, for them. So we've covered like obviously the questions to ask, obviously, the clothes, also, hair and makeup. How essential is it also, I think, mindset for, the person having the photos taken? Because if you're a little bit fuzzy on the day because you're like super nervous, with it. But I know, like working with you, like you're very calm, and it was a very easy process with it. But what are some tips that people can sort of, get a little bit of confidence within themselves, like before showing up for a photo shoot, if they've never had one done before?
They've never had one done before. Firstly, what I always say is get a good night's sleep. You probably won't as soon as I say that, but drink water, stay hydrated because you're going to look better for starters, which is going to make you feel more confident. But don't get, don't have 10 glasses of wine the night before or anything like that. Just, be sensible. And then look at in the mirror. Okay, so stand in the mirror, look at how you smile, check out what side you think is the best. And the photographer should, that's another thing you should ask your photographer. If they pose people, are you going to check how I look best? And will you listen when I say, I think I look best this side? Because I do tend to take photos the way people want, then the way I want, and then we compare them. So yeah, looking in the mirror, I can't stress that enough. And I always say the best people in front of a camera are the most vain because they will just sit there and look at themselves in the mirror and know exactly how they look good. So yeah, that's really important. Getting a good sleep because then you're in a good headspace to start with. And as hard as it is, try and be relaxed. But then another good tip is to make sure you get along with the photographer. Because if you don't
Definitely.
get along, like I said before, and you're awkward and you're not feeling confident and then not trying to make you feel any different, it's just all going to be downhill from there. So yeah, I think looking in the mirror is a big one and getting enough sleep.
No, absolutely. I think, and having as much water as you possibly can, hydrated skin, like dry skin shows up. It's and we're both here in Queensland, so we're in the harsh sun, so it's hot, keeping hydrated with it. Oh, it's terrible at the moment. I like I said, I loved working with you, absolutely loved it, and just know, the amazing photos, and I am so blessed I get to share them now. How can people work with you? What's sort of the process?
So process usually is they can go to the website vvsportrait.com, fill out the form, and then from there I will contact. I'll always ring people or you'll get an email straight away. Otherwise, I'll make contact, find out. I like to talk to people. I do not like doing things just through emails or messages. I like to talk. So I would call if I can't, or email if I can't call, sorry. And we would find a date. We would go through what they're wanting, sorry, find a date for the photo shoot and go from there. Yeah, so first port would usually, unless you just ring, otherwise fill out the contact form on the website.
And we're going to put all the details below so people can reach out to you as well, and then link them over to your website so they can see all of your amazing work. I, like I said, I love working with you. I think you're amazing at what you do, and very professional, but just probably one of the most friendly photographers as well. So I love it. Before we go, I've got five very random questions for you. And these are just questions so that people get to know you on more of a personal basis as well. So the first question is, are you a tea or coffee person in the morning?
I'm coffee.
Oh, I don't see. That's why we get along. and do you prefer to curl up and read a book or to watch a movie?
Probably watch a movie. I don't read books anymore. I listen to them, so definitely a movie.
If you were to travel, would you prefer to travel by boat or by plane?
Plane, unless it was like a quick cruise. A plane. I wouldn't boat overseas, no.
No, a bit too long.
I'd go to Saudi or something, but not overseas.
Exactly. Would you prefer the beach or to go to the mountains? And if you were to have a dinner party and you can invite anybody from the past or the present, who would it be?
Just one.
Just one.
God. Do they have to be famous or do they have to
No,
be?
just anybody that you would like.
God, that's a bit hard because I can't pick just one. My mom then.
Yeah,
Yep.
I love that. I love that. Amazing. Well, I, as I said, I think you're amazing at what you do. We're going to pop all the details of how you can reach out to Vanessa and, get in contact with her. And honestly, having a professional photo is essential for anybody in business or, even part of your career as well. It really does get to showcase who you are and allow you to stand out from the crowd. So thank you, beautiful, for being here today and joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm sorry if I waffle on a bit. I
No,
get
I
a
love it.
little sometimes.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. And that's why, I love talking to people who are so passionate about what they do. And I know that you are. So thank you again. Thank you to everyone who has joined us and listened to this episode. If you like this episode, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. And if you have any comments, put them below. And remember to follow your passion every single day. Love and light to you all.